We have the Amaros study, which we've heard about. We now know that there's about 1,500 patients randomized in that study. It's closed. And like many people, I have chats regularly with the group who are running that study. And the problem is, for them, the axillary recurrence rate is thankfully very small. It looks actually, the data they've got so far, that the recurrence rate at 5 years in both arms is 1 or under 1%. And that's why they're having to continue, because there is really no difference that they're seeing. And I think we can take a good guess that those treatments are likely to be equally effective. The results are expected in about a year, but I think that tells us that radiotherapy of the axilla deserves a little more attention than we've given it in the past. We did a study in Edinburgh where we looked and randomized patients with a positive positive axillary node sample to axillary clearance or axillary radiotherapy. And we were able to show that actually there was very, very little arm edema with a node sample and radiotherapy. So all the arm edema is with surgery. What you get with radiotherapy is some restriction of arm movement. So if radiotherapy is effective, we really need to start thinking whether that can replace axillary clearance in some patients.